This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Brian Ellison. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens' 2018 budget proposal addresses shortfalls by making big spending cuts to programs like higher education and social services. It's difficult in Missouri to actually raise revenues, but Senator Denny Hoskins has a plan to do just that with gambling. We spoke about it this week on State House Blend, Missouri.
I'm doing some research on a bill to help raise some revenue, actually have a positive revenue effect, about $122 million. So,
well, let's hear it. How are you going to raise revenue in a state where there's constitutional provisions that make it very difficult sometimes to raise taxes?
Yes. Well, the idea that has been brought to my attention and that we're working on, one of them is video gaming. And so whether you've been in a restaurant, bar, fraternal organization, truck stop, these video games, whether it's video poker or slot machine, are currently illegal. However, if you've been out and about anywhere in your life, you've probably seen at least one in some back corner that wasn't supposed to be there, but was there. So what my proposal would be is let's go ahead and bring these online. Let's go ahead and make them legal. And there's some that would argue that the Missouri State Lottery could do that already. But this just would clarify that. And we would put licenses on the restaurant or organization building that had those in there. There'd be a license fee for each actually game system, be a license for the operator. Those annual license fees would generate around $4.5 million per year, which would go to the Veterans Capital Improvement Trust Fund for our veterans' homes and cemeteries. And then this would generate, according to the study, around $122 million that would go to the state and our local municipalities, about probably $22 million to the local municipalities, so around $100 million going to higher education to help out with that.
Is that gambling?
Yes. I believe. I mean, it is gambling, and currently it's illegal under state statute. So we would basically take those games that are already out there, that are in the back corner, that or in the basements, that that people aren't supposed to be playing, but they're playing, and bring them to the light of day. You know, it's some of the provisions in this would they'd have to be in the line of sight of a worker, and you have to be 21 or older to play. $500 would be the most that you could win out of these. It would be a penny, nickel, dime, quarter, dollar a game. Would these replace our casinos? Oh, most certainly not. I think it'd be a much different demographic from somebody that might be at a truck stop or bar, restaurant, or organization building that had one of these versus someone going to the casinos and wanting to play the slot machines with a much higher limits and play those board games. But I guess the fact is that it's currently going on. It's just not legal the way that it's currently going on.
Stay in the know with full episodes of State House Blend, Missouri. Just search for us in Explore, then click Follow.